You're listening to SBS News.
Police outnumbered people on Rio's famous Copacabana beach as Brazil surpassed 50,000 COVID-19 deaths. Local resident Paulo Cesar says he was told to leave by authorities trying to stop the rapid spread of the virus.
They take people off the beach, but nobody sees the situation in the shopping malls where they're crowded together. The shops are crowded together. It's terrible management. It's all crowded, so I think it's a bit of an exaggeration.
There are now more than 1 million cases of coronavirus in Brazil, the world's number two hotspot after the United States. It comes as the World Health Organization on Sunday reported a record rise in new cases, with more than 36,000 in the US. Despite the increase, President Donald Trump held his first campaign rally in months, inviting thousands to an arena in Oklahoma, although there were many empty seats. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf today defended Mr. Trump's decision to hold the indoor rally.
We're seeing a number of states throughout the country in different phases, from phase one to phase three, trying to get this economy, trying to get the country back up and running, and we're doing a great job at that.
The number of confirmed virus cases is not only growing rapidly in the Americas. More than 15,000 new cases in India in the past 24 hours have prompted fresh concerns that hospitals in major cities may soon become overwhelmed. Pediatrician and former secretary of the Indian Medical Association, Dr. Ravi Malik, says more random testing is needed.
If we talk about the data in India, then there have been more than 400,000 cases, out of which around 13,000 people have died. The data is definitely increasing, and with the last count of 100,000, it has increased rapidly.
As many countries in Europe continue to ease lockdown measures, Germany is struggling to contain several outbreaks. Of major concern is a growing cluster at a slaughterhouse in the North Rhine-Westphalia district of Gütersloh. More than 1,300 workers out of nearly 7,000 have tested positive. The region's state premier, Armin Laschet, says he cannot rule out a blanket lockdown.
Right here, we are dealing with the largest unabated infection situation. In the whole of North Rhine-Westphalia, infection numbers have gone down by over 75% since we reopened, but here in the Gütersloh district, we have a concentrated explosion in the numbers, which are closely linked to the meat industry.
And in the German city of Göttingen, 8 police officers were injured in clashes with residents of a high-rise apartment block who had been placed under quarantine. But in Spain, life is beginning to return to normal. After 3 months under a state of alarm, authorities lifted national travel restrictions and reopened its borders to most European countries. Many residents say they're happy to see the return of tourists.
I think people will manage quite well, but I hope we don't go back like before and that we keep respecting the rules so we don't have another lockdown.
Spain has been one of the worst affected countries from coronavirus, suffering more than 28,000 deaths. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.